You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Thank you. WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
skin is black metallic. Thank you.
Thank you. Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
There's a super interesting article that many of you sent me about who is likely to live longer from today, Joe Biden or Donald Trump, bearing in mind that Joe Biden is older than Donald Trump. This question relates to so much of the discussion around fitness for office, Trump's glitches, Joe Biden looking unstable and frail and sometimes falling, and all of it. And one of the things that sometimes is genuinely difficult to talk about is, there, while we don't ever know exactly when someone's going to die, there is an entire industry called actuaries that are paid to calculate when are you likely to die on average statistically. And one of the questions, of course, is age. Someone who's 80 today is more likely to die sooner than someone who is 10 today, all else being equal. But it also takes into consideration lifestyle factors. It takes into consideration underlying illness. It takes into consideration diet and weight and so many other things. And there's a very interesting new article on The Messenger. Which president is healthier? Data show Biden will likely outlive Trump. I don't really care about this from a gossipy perspective. What's interesting about this is that there are so many on the right who have started to insist Joe Biden's never going to survive a second term. Now, when you look at the actuarial data and you consider the facts about Trump and Biden, what actuarial data finds is that from today, it is likely that Joe Biden will live longer than Donald Trump. Despite only a 3-year age gap between Biden and Trump, recent polling shows voters treating the two men's age differently. This we know. The article is quite interesting. I encourage you to check it out. Biden has disclosed he takes prescription drugs to treat common conditions, including allergies, high cholesterol, and gastroesophageal reflux. Polls show that voters are not treating the slim difference in age the same way. Washington Post ABC News poll found that 32% of voters think Biden has the mental sharpness it takes to be president, compared to 54% for Trump. Yet, and this is where it gets interesting, available medical information suggests the two men are more similar health-wise than different. A recent report published in 2020 by the International Council on Active Aging found that while both Biden and Trump have a higher than average probability of surviving another term in office, Biden's probability is 95% versus Trump at 90. The report attributes this to Biden's nearly perfect health profile for a man his age. It also found that while both Biden and Trump are likely to be part of a subgroup known as superagers, those who maintain mental and physical functioning and live longer than the average person at their age, Biden is expected to outlive Trump. The report represents the first time medical records and personal attributes of presidential candidates have been scientifically analyzed by scientists and physicians. It draws in part on annual medical disclosures released by both men during times at the White House. So this really is interesting. You're comparing the health of Biden and Trump. And what this finds essentially is that there's a lot of commonalities here, but there are some important differences, including Trump's obesity and diet. This is a very, very big deal. When you look at lifestyle factors, Trump is obese and Joe Biden is not. And this is something that has a significant impact on life expectancy. They're both older folks. Biden is 80 and Trump's a couple years shy of 80. But Biden is quite thin and is active, rides